Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. Hey, somebody just called up with high platelets. I've had low platelets. And when my doctor, we did a comprehensive blood panel this summer. And she looked it up on the internet and thought it was the niacinamide. So I got off the niacinamide for 6 months. And I'm feeling the aches and pains again in my knees. That's the main reason I started taking it. So I just wanted to get a second opinion. Do you think niacinamide, I was taking, 1,500 milligrams or what is it? Twice a day.
No, sir. I've worked with niacinamide since I read Dr. Kaufman's book in 1973. And all those years, in addition to complete control of osteoarthritis symptoms in almost 100%, there has been no one, zero, with a low platelet count. I don't know where anybody
would...
Dr. William Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. And his book was called The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction. So if you know how to look for used books, you might be able to turn one up, although it might be a little pricey at this point because it's getting more and more publicity. But anyway, I've worked with that since 73. Nobody's had low platelets. I just don't know where that idea came from. Now, here's another thought, sir. Japanese researchers found that one of the major causes of low platelet count was an autoimmune reaction to that bacteria that's so common in people's tummies called H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori. So if I see somebody with low platelets, I pay attention to published research. Gee, I'm a quack doctor paying attention to published research. How do you like that? And I have people checked for Helicobacter pylori, which you don't have to have your stomach biopsied to do. There's a blood test that finds if you've got elevated level of antibodies to Helicobacter pylori. It's called an H. pylori blood test. Or antibody test, excuse me. And if you've got elevated antibodies, then pretty obviously your body's reacting to H. pylori. And that, according to the Japanese researchers, is not the only cause, but it is one major cause for low platelets. And those platelets are not going to go back up again until the H. pylori is gone. And if you were listening earlier in the program, you may or may not have heard that there are two of the elements on the periodic table which kill Helicobacter pylori. One of them is bismuth, and the other one is a mineral that H. pylori really likes, namely nickel.
Nickel, right?
Yes, but if we put that nickel into the form it's found in that stuff called sorazide, then that nickel is attached to two other things that kill off the H. pylori without hurting the person, because the H. pylori takes up the nickel. Oh, yum, 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 here, nickel. But it gets fooled into taking the other things into it, too, and it sort of dies. So anyway, I'm not saying that's the cause for sure of your low platelet count, sir, but that has to be looked for before somebody does something silly like telling you to get off of niacinamide. Okay, last thing, and then I'll shut up again, and that is that when we can't find a cause for a low platelet count or a low white cell count or a low red cell count or whatever, and we can't find the cause at all whatsoever, other researchers have found that just low-dose lithium stimulates bone marrow stem cells to make anything that bone marrow can make. So,
well, that's funny because I just started this summer. I just started taking the low-dose lithium, taking 2 5-milligram, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and my platelets did go up. You know,
there you go.
We kind of thought it was because of the other thing, but they're still really low, though. I mean, in the scale that's on the lab report, it's barely above the low mark.
Well, sir, never take any more than 20 milligrams a day of lithium. It's just not safe to do so. We can get into a kidney problem if we go to 40 milligrams, so I don't want to go there.
Okay.
So only the 20. Yeah, well, one can go up to 20 and see if their platelets go up, because another doctor, David Horobin, he taught us it all, that the adverse effects of lithium can be offset by just taking omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. So if we need to, we could do extra fish oil and extra flax oil, extra sunflower oil. And what those do is to mitigate against bad effects. But if we don't go past 20, we're not going to get them anyway.
Well, I'm taking about 1 or 1.5 tablespoons of that fish oil stuff, Carlson, that you guys sell.
There you go.
Yeah, so, okay, so that's really good information. Hey, a quick question. I know you probably have somebody waiting, but I know you're totally against drinking milk and stuff, but my wife every now and then, she got It was in a car wreck, and she got hepatitis C and ended up with lactose intolerance. And every now and then she'll eat cheese and stuff. And she won't take any lactase because she says it causes constipation. And I was just wondering, that just sounds weird to me because lactase is an enzyme, and I don't know how it caused constipation. I thought maybe it was just something that was psychosomatic, you know.
Every once in a while I hear that, sir. I don't know how it works either, but every once in a while I hear that. What's every once in a while? Every couple, 3 years, but people do mention that occasionally. Most people don't have any trouble. One other thing, sir, I'm very, very definitely, totally against putting cow's milk into little babies. There, in the newsletter recently, here's this article. No cow milk in little babies, breastfeeding only, less ADHD. How do you like that? So I'm against that.
Is that going to be one of your newsletters?
Oh, it was in the last one that's not yet on the streets yet or on the internet yet, sir. Yes, that's going to be in there.
Didn't you also say it causes us sore throat? Research is showing it causes sore throat.
Strep throat, okay, specifically. Problem. Anybody strep who gets strep throat, it's due to the milk. However, for persons, an older adult, and they're pretty sure they're not allergic to cheese, okay, fine. Have some every once in a long time. Now, by the way, there is an allergy test that checks for antibodies to about, I think it's 6 or 8 different cheeses. So if a person wants to make sure it's okay for them, hey, get the antibody test, see if the cheese is okay for you and your body isn't fighting it with antibodies.
Does your lab do that? I know I've done the E95 panel.
It's part of the E95. Yeah, it's part of the E95,
okay.
Sir.
Hmm? Yes. Okay, well, I didn't come up on it then. Okay. Well, hey, Dr. Wright, thank you so much, and we'll cross our fingers if we get some sunshine.